Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rob, I have been fascinated by that audio clip at the end of the game. So as the Eagles are kneeing out the clock, Chris Jones is visibly upset. He is yelling at the Eagles. I don't know if he's yelling directly at Jalen Hurts. I don't know if he's yelling at the center. Maybe he's just yelling in general. He don't seem very happy. He is yelling, "You don't even have 100 yards. Jalen Hurts looks at him and says, "Shut up, we're winning." And that's the end of the conversation, because I don't know what real comeback you have for scoreboard. Like, you can't really say anything else other than silence at that point. I do think that our NFL conversations are very funny in this way. Justin Herbert has put up a lot of numbers and stats and yards with no real accomplishments. He's never won MVP, never won his division, hasn't won a playoff game. He hasn't won any of those things. That's not good enough. Even though he has been one of the best regular season quarterbacks, been very productive, that's not good, and we all mock him. And I say we because I have joined in on that when it comes to Justin Herbert. I'm still not a believer in Justin Herbert, and I won't believe until it starts to get cold outside. But then with Hurts, it feels like it's the exact opposite. I would say that Jalen Hurts does all the things that you want your quarterback to do. Doesn't make it about him, makes good plays, seems to be a really good leader. When his number is called upon and he is asked to make plays, he comes up and makes those plays. I mean, it's kind of hard to win the amount of games that the Eagles have won and be as dominant as the Eagles have been and not be good at quarterback. They've won 18 of their last 19 games. Some of that has to be because of who plays quarterback for their team. I refuse to believe otherwise. But then it's like Hurts isn't good enough, because even though he has accomplished all of those things that Justin Herbert hasn't accomplished, he hasn't put up the numbers that Justin Herbert. So we don't like Herbert because he doesn't win anything, but we don't like Hurts because Hurts doesn't put up the numbers. I don't know. It just feels like a very weird mental gymnastic game that we have played. That I guess what really intrigues me most about that clip is it was like watching a Twitter argument in real life. That's what it was. It was person in the mention screaming, "Jalen Hurts, you are not good enough." And then it was Eagles fan, Eagles side saying, "Why are you worried about that? We won the game." It was watching First Take play itself out in real life between two great NFL players. That's what's so intriguing to me about that argument.
I am probably part of the problem here as much as anyone. So I will raise my hand and say I'm probably at fault for this. But I think NFL media, myself, and NFL fans have created a very narrow, you know, keyhole type of prism we view you through. You have to, A, win football games, which in and of itself as a quarterback is two, but you have to win because of you, and you have to do it without any help, but you have to get a little help, but not too much. It's a very narrow thing. And Jalen Hurts doesn't check all those boxes. He should, by the way. We shouldn't view quarterback through this very narrow lens. We should have a more wide shot of how the position works. But Jalen Hurts, people will argue, the Eagles are winning in spite of him, which means that clearly he can't be good. They would then argue, and I have made these arguments, he is winning because of the talent around him. So clearly it can't be just you. We have now made it, and maybe it's social media, and again, raise my hand, I'm part of the problem. It seems like the only way we evaluate quarterback is, can you win, and are you doing it by yourself? And if you have any help, or we feel like the team is winning in spite of you, even a little bit, we then crush you. Imagine what we do in the way we look at quarterback right now to Tom Brady in 2001. A backup quarterback, you know, got benched at Michigan. We wouldn't view it as this great story. We'd say, well, it's all Belichick. He's just, it's smoke and mirrors. Fraud, fraud, fraud. That's how we judge quarterback now. And I think Jalen Hurts is the personification of that. He has too much help and they win in spite of him is the sense. So we can't credit him for the winning despite the fact the winning 100% exists. And it's at a very high level since he became the quarterback.
It seems to me in all of this that we've kind of created, and I mean like we as in everybody, like not just specifically any mark, everybody has created this. It feels to me like we've created a box for quarterbacks that only Patrick Mahomes can fit into. It kind of reminds me, have you ever seen like social media bits where it's like a woman is looking to date a man, but she only wants a man who's 6 foot or taller. He's got to make a certain amount of money. He's got to work at this place. He can't have kids. He's got to have all these things. We're like, well, wait, that's like 1% of the population. So you just don't want to be with anybody? That's kind of what I feel like we've done at quarterback. So you got to be a guy who puts up MVP numbers in the regular season. You got to be a clutch quarterback. You got to be the face of, like, you have to check all of these boxes. Well, the only person that checks that box in the NFL is Patrick Mahomes. He is the only quarterback that puts up great regular season numbers and has a tremendous postseason resume. Because if that's the standard that we're going to judge quarterbacks by, I can poke a hole in every other quarterback in the National Football League and a pretty big hole in every quarterback in the league. Lamar Jackson has been amazing. He's won multiple MVPs. He should have won MVP last year. His postseason resume leaves something to be desired. Joe Burrow, phenomenal. His team hasn't made the postseason the last 2 years. He just got hurt. He is going to miss a full season, basically, of playing in the National Football League. Josh Allen, his team has had the ball the last 2 seasons, and he had a chance to advance. He didn't advance, even though he's been probably the best regular season quarterback the last couple of years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.